I remember reading a book about American Catholicism, and it talked about how when we came as an immigrant church to the United States, especially in the New England area, our goal was to make it here. And my grandparents and parents worked so hard to fit in. There was a lot of prejudice against the immigrant church, and even among the immigrants themselves. We talk about, even here in this area, the struggle between French and Irish Catholics. And they used to even talk about throwing rocks at each other, right? But this idea, though, was to make it, to get your children, to get a good education, and then to make it in the world. And then that's exactly what we did. And now what's interesting is you can't tell the difference oftentimes between Catholics and worldly people. They look a lot alike. And we did that to ourselves by always making sure that, you know, that we fit in and that we assimilate into the culture. And the Jewish people always had a difficulty with when they went within a culture that they assimilated in such a way that they took on the gods of the culture. And that was the big crime of the Israelite people, that they used to say that they became harlots, that they committed adultery against God, using that marriage covenant because it was supposed to be the one love that they had, and then they took on the culture. And we sent even our Catholic schools, Catholic education, all the colleges, universities, they wanted to be big and important universities. And now you can't tell the difference between them and the world. We know that, and sometimes even in our own life, with what Catholics believe and how Catholics vote based on their faith or based on the culture. It seems to come find out that we look just like them now. And that's exactly what we worked to do, you know, generations back. So we wanted our children to look like. And so now you take a look at today's gospel, and we're called, and Christ is called, calling us, and has always been calling us, to be more than that, to go beyond that. And that's how they're going to know we are following those. He's saying, look, if you look just like everyone else, the sinner, so to speak, what merit is that in you? If you act like the world, what's so big deal about that? It's nothing. And so that's why he's talking about those who go beyond and take on the values of Christ, you will be different than the world. And then that's exactly how we're supposed to be. So whether it's you love those who have loved you, who cares? Nothing praiseworthy about that. Nothing praiseworthy about anybody's faith who does just that. Right? And if you only do good to those who do good to you, so if we're a Catholic, we go to the grocery store and somebody's really nasty to us and we're nasty back to them just because they deserve it, because that's what happened to us, what credit is that to you? Right? You know, you look just like the world and acting just like them. Our call as people of faith is always to be beyond that, to go beyond that. And that's what he expects, you know, that when you do that. And he gives some examples, but we can go even way beyond that. Love your enemies, lend to those with nothing expecting back. Look, I'm going to give it to you. I'm going to give it. I don't want anything back from you. No, the world talks about I scratch your back, you scratch mine, but not for the Christian. I'll scratch your back and I don't expect anything back from you. And I don't want anything back from you. And then he says, then your reward will be great and you will be children of the Most High. And you will become by deeds as well those who follow Christ. And I can't imagine, just to throw a Peter Claver, and I guess it's because of that text that he wrote, if you get a chance to read it, what it was like at that time. But when boats were coming off and slaves were being taken off the boat, and that they rushed there to care for the sick and to carry them and to try to nurse them back to health, and what at least to give him some food, to give him something. What those people looked like to the establishment, you know. You got to imagine that they must have obviously looked down at Peter Claver. What is he doing? Why is he bothering that? And of course, it's because of his faith. That's what we still should be doing today.